Thank you, Jack. I'm here at the Blockhouse Studios with the outside track for our very first Lotus Live session of the day. Thank you all so much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Let's go ahead and get started with our first song. That's the outside track here on Lotus Live on WFHB. They performed last night at Lotus Festival. They'll be performing today at Lotus in the Park at 1 p.m. and then at the Buskirk Chumley at 6 and the First United Methodist Church at 10:45. Thank you all again for coming. Let's do some quick introductions. We've got a great kind of five-piece group here.
Okay, well, my name is Maddie Rankin, and I'm from Cape Breton Island.
And my name is Fiona Black, and I am from the Highlands of Scotland.
My name is Eric McDonald, and I grew up in the Boston, Massachusetts area.
My name is Ailey Robertson. I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland.
My name is Teresa Horgan, and I'm from Cork in Ireland.
We've got a great multinational group here. How did you all come together?
Originally, the we met at university. We were at the University of Limerick in Ireland at the same time, and we lived in the same place for less than a year, but somehow we started a band, and it's continued ever since.
Wonderful. And you, how do you choose what goes in your repertoire?
I think that's our kind of collaborative effort. We all come from different Celtic nations, as you say, and we have all our different styles of playing, but we bring all the tunes that we love into a rehearsal, and then we just fling them around and figure out what works and what doesn't, and we end up with the outside track arrangements, basically, at the end of the day.
Excellent. And what was the first song that we heard today?
The first song was a set called The Drilling Reels, which is a set that begins with a great tune called by Damien O'Kane, and then one by the Barry McNeills, who are a great Cape Breton band, and finishing off one by a Scottish fiddler called Angus Grant Jr.
All right, is everything coming together?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead with our second song.
Saw the fair and handsome girl, she's all in her tender years. She fell in love with a sailor boy, and it's true that she loved him well. For to go off to sea with him, like she did not know how. She longed to see that seaport town. So she bargained with the young sailor boy, it's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying, I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes, your jacket shall be blue. You'll see that seaport town.
That's the outside track here on Lotus Live on WFHB. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, so that's a song called Canada I.O., and we learned it from the singing of Nick Jones, who's a fantastic English folk singer. He has so many good songs, and that's one that just stood out to us. It's about this young girl who's trying to make her way to Canada, and she dresses up as a sailor and sneaks onto this ship, and a few days into the journey, the other sailors notice that she's just a little bit different to the rest of them. And, of course, it was bad luck to have a woman on board, so they decided to throw her off until the captain turned around and said, no, she'll stay on the ship, and then they arrive to Canada and get married and live happily ever after.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. Well, you've got a busy schedule ahead of you today. You're going to be at 3rd Street Park for Lotus in the Park at 1, Buskirk Chumley at 6, and then the First United Methodist Church at 10:45. Yeah. And you're also coming to the end of a very long tour. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's been going?
It's been a really lovely tour. We started 39 days ago. We flew into Chicago, and we've been through Minnesota. We've been through Michigan. We've been through Colorado, Kansas, and here in... Oh, and Canada as well. I'm forgetting probably a few places in there, but it's been a really nice tour.
Nice, a very
and we all still
tour.
Like each other as well.
That's good. That's a successful tour. Yeah. All right, wonderful. And what would you like the Lotus audiences to expect from your shows today?
I think what they get is sort of a blend of our Celtic music from our different home countries, but in a sort of very modern context as well. Like, it's very high energy, very happy music. It's great music for dancing too. It's very accessible for people if it's their first time hearing kind of Scottish or Irish or Cape Breton music. So it's just music to have a good time too.
Wonderful. Yeah, it looks like there's also a very physical element to the playing itself. A lot of...
That's why we're so ripped. Said no Celtic musician ever.
Maddie also, in our live shows, Maddie step dances as well, so people can see her
cake. That's why she's so ripped.
So one calf muscle.
If our listeners want to see some ripped Scots, Irish, and Cape Breton folk musicians,
you've got to see us live. We're super ripped.
So disappointed.
Right. It's going to be quite the bodybuilding / folk music show.
Those ladies are so muscly.
I mean, after a 40-day tour, I'm sure you've done a lot of moving around.
A lot of hamburgers.
Wonderful. I think we've got time for another song. What would you like to play for us next?
Great. Well, we'll play a set that's called Hurry Up and Wait. It's a set that begins with a fantastic Cape Breton Strathspey, then goes into a Scottish old pipe reel, and then into an Irish tune called The Eel in the Sink. And then we finish off up in Quebec with a fantastic reel called The Reel de la Dernière Minute. Thank you.
That's the outside track here on Lotus Live on WFHB with brand new arrangements of Scots, Irish, and Cape Breton folk music. I can't think of any better way to travel to all of those places at the same time in one night. Fantastic. And they'll be at 3rd Street Park for Lotus in the Park at 1 p.m. today, Buskirk Chumley Theater at 6, and the First United Methodist Church at 10:45 tonight. And how can our listeners sort of keep in touch and stay updated on what you're doing?
Yeah, we've got a website, theoutsidetrack.com. Also, we have a very active Facebook page, so that's a great place to follow us and see. We're on Twitter and Instagram and things like that. So yeah, lots of ways.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. And thank you all again for joining us on the air today.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you also to the Blockhouse Studio and all the WFHB volunteers who helped to make this Lotus Live session possible. WFHB's Lotus Live Artist Shuttle is sponsored by our friends at Area 51. And now we go back to Jack at the WFHB studio with more of Old Time Train 45.